around 75 degrees with a breeze in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story, as many as 1,500 people are rallying at the Utah State Capitol this very moment. This is the second time this week protesters have gone up to the Hill following the leaked draft of the Supreme Court's plan to overturn Roe v. Wade. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz is at the Capitol at this abortion rights demonstration. Now, we want to warn you before we go to her, this is a live demonstration, and you might hear coarse language in the background, just so you know. And we need to ask, Lindsay, what is going on there?
Yeah, Jeff, well, as we speak, this group of what UHP estimates to be about 1,500 is leaving the Capitol, and it looks like they're appearing to march. Right now, they're kind of at the bottom steps of the Capitol, facing south, holding up all of their signs. The vast majority of them here support abortion rights, but we did just witness a little bit of a scuffle with a small group of young men who are here that have a sign that says, "We must defend life." So we certainly know the passion on both sides of this issue. We also had someone in the crowd who passed out, and now I see an ambulance on scene who is taking care of that person. It looks like, I can't exactly see what's happening, but it looks like they've been put into the ambulance, so we don't know exactly what's happening there. But again, the vast majority of the crowd here supporting abortion rights, and now it appears they're taking to the streets of downtown Salt Lake City. Reporting live, Lindsay Ayres, KSL News Radio.
Lindsay, if you can hear me, you were at the demonstration a couple of nights ago. Is this one larger, smaller, the same size?
Yeah, it does appear this one might be a little bit larger. You're seeing an extra little overflow. I will also say that this crowd appears to be younger. We know that this one was organized by a grassroots social media campaign, so I'm seeing a lot younger crowd here. The other day, I saw several state leaders and lawmakers here. I'm not seeing any of those people here tonight. So this seems to be a younger generation who's mobilizing here and making their voices heard.
Okay, we'll continue to watch the demonstration as they wend their way through downtown. Stay with us at KSL News Radio. Meantime, there's been this rash